Welcome to episode 5 of Staff Meeting, the occasional podcast from St. John's Episcopal Church in Old Town, Saginaw, Michigan. I'm Father Kurt Norman, the rector of St. John's in Old Town. This is the latest in a series of conversations with individual staff members. On our last installment, we heard from Kevin Simons, organist and choir director. In our next installment, we'll hear from Associate Priest, the Reverend Dr. Pam Renna. For now, I'm joined by Amy Simons, our Director of Christian Formation. And Amy, before I ask you what we have in store for fall of 2019, I'd like to take us all back to a year ago when we were sitting in this office and you came forth with an idea and we talked about FORMA, the Network for Christian Formation in the Episcopal Church, for the Episcopal Church. What's your association been with them for the past year?
So last summer, you and I were sitting around this very desk and having conversations about how we would bolster Christian formation at St. John's. And I was super excited about that. For those of you that might not know, my bachelor's degree is actually in education. And so when it comes to using our tools for communication and the resources we have to help people feel like they have a better handle on what's going on, I love that. I love teaching people how to be better, how to be more engaged. So we talked about how I could get some resources to be a better Christian ed teacher, not just a better teacher. And the FORMA, the Network for Christian, or Episcopal Network for Christian Formation.
Yeah, lots of prepositions
There's lots of prepositions in there.
FORMA.
Point being that these are the guys at the national church level that are really nurturing what we were trying to do here. And so they have a ton of stuff. They have conferences, they have certificate programs, they have mentoring. They've got this excellent structure to plug into that helps people like us get our hands on the relationships and resources we need to do more.
Engage them, mm-hmm. and this was shortly after your youngest was born, so you actually entered a certificate program late, but you caught up.
I did.
Tell us what you learned, because I'm actually borrowing one of your books right now.
Yes.
For a different class.
So I enrolled in the certificate program for children's ministry, which covered a lot of things, but one of the big subjects was some theology courses, some college textbooks on where we come to our understanding on theology. And I entered this course late because by the time we found that it had started, I had not quite been back after my maternity leave. So we sent some fast emails and talked to the right people.
Yeah.
And I got enrolled in the certificate program and got all caught up, which was a bit of a hustle with a newborn, but totally worth it.
This wasn't lightweight work. I mean,
no.
This wasn't,
No, it's not lightweight work. Like you said, you're currently borrowing one of my textbooks now for a class you're taking.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel very, very big.
Yeah.
But
But
it was great. So I got caught up in the coursework. A lot of it was done online. But in October of last year, there was a week-long intensive. And so I begged and pleaded with friends from church and my mother-in-law and assorted support networks to come and hang out with my 5-month-old son and family, mm-hmm. while I ran down to Memphis and spent a week of intensive coursework and kind of networking with people from all over the country that were associated with the Episcopal Church, and got some really good, really good knowledge, some really good mentors that at the end of the day helped me form for my final project a strategic plan for St. John's and Christian Formation.
Yep. So you got the sheepskin in December,
uh-huh.
and all that sort of good stuff. And then you brought around you, I'm sure you did a lot of work on this beforehand, but in January, but in February, you really hit the ground running with some just all around great folks here at St. John's, which we have plenty of. I mean, just great people here. But tell us about the group that you have around you now.
Yes. So part of this strategic plan was to assemble a children's and youth formation council. I guess we really like acronyms.
Well, we like committees in the Episcopal Church too. Yeah,
the
but
CYFC.
We do stuff.
Yeah, we do. We like things to sound cool like that. But I knew I was going to not be able to do this by myself. First of all, there's way too many good things to be done for one person to handle them. Secondly, there's way too many perfectly valid and interesting points of view to be represented for one person to handle them. So currently, your St. John's Children's and Youth Formation Council consists of Lucas Carell, Melanie Holman, Heather Seaton, and Ann Beckley. And so we have, and myself, and so we have a group of five of us that come from a lot of different points of view. We have Sunday school teachers, we have vestry liaisons, we have people that have relatively little experience with children and youth formation at St. John's currently, so that when they ask questions and are curious about what's going on, we are sure that we are articulating those responses clearly. We've got Heather, who works with our youth group and is a recent college graduate, so kind of represents our young adults' point of view. It's an excellent group of people. And we have, when we started meeting, I said, okay, guys, we're going to meet first in February to get some FaceTime. And I want to put a date in March on the calendar so that it doesn't go too long before we meet again. We've got a lot to talk about. But after that, we're only going to meet as necessary. We're not going to meet just to meet. And I tell you what, we have met every month, and every month we have gotten something done. These guys are going like gangbusters. It's great. It feels so good to come back and say, this is what we've accomplished. This is what's next. How do we plan for that? We divide up our tasks and we do it, and it's thrilling.
So you had Sunday school. I mean, obviously we had Sunday school throughout the year for children that went I think May is what it was. I'm trying to match things up in my head with where we were for adults. But summer schedule is a little bit different in Michigan, as I'm learning. This is my third summer here. It's just different. And maybe one day I'll have a big old reflection on that. But we still meet occasionally. So you had this idea of summer Sunday school for all. And on my end, I get the adults, which we've had great discussions. Most recently, we spoke about predestination. I'm trying to remember what we talked about the first time, but you've gathered our younger folks two times already. There'll be one more, but tell us how that's worked so far in the summer for Sunday School for All.
It's been an interesting experiment. Also, part of the strategic plan was to survey different groups of people that were involved in Christian formation, from our students and parents to our volunteers to the congregation at large. And many of you may remember seeing a bulletin insert or having an email come through your box that asked you some questions about what your perceptions and experience about Christian formation were. So one of the pieces of feedback that came back from that was the desire to have Sunday school be all year round instead of just during the academic year, which is a curious kind of thing. Summer is a time where many people travel, you know, even though we live in the north, we want to be more north during the summer. Mm-hmm. Summer is a time that our volunteers and our staff tend to hit the reset button and plan for the upcoming year. And so it was sort of a interesting challenge to accept, to respond positively to that feedback. And what we did was, once a month, we've got this Sunday School for All, and it is a sort of catch-all lesson plan. So we can have everyone from our Sunday School 1, our kindergartners and through second graders, and our Sunday School 2, our third graders through fifth graders, all the way up through our youth, that can actively be involved in these Sunday school lessons. And we've done some interesting things. There's a giant map down in the community room where we can color where we've traveled all summer, and we did a lesson on the Great Commission. Most recently, we did a lesson on the Great Commandments, and we did some sidewalk chalk activities, so we're kind of spreading the good news and the love outside the church as well as inside the church. And it's interesting. There's been other changes this summer in our worship schedule and things that kind of need to be thought through. But I think some summer formation is definitely going to stay on the docket.
It has worked well. I mean, even the adult forums have been just absolutely riveting with folks who had not participated in those sorts of things before, but because we're listening a little bit better, as opposed to the rector coming in and saying, hey, here's how it's going to be, we're putting questions out to the parish. We're a little slow to this, and I'm pointing to myself here. The rector's a little slow to this, but now that we're getting feedback, it's easier to serve the congregation what they need, as opposed to making that predetermination. But things are going well on those levels, not without their challenges. But then, as we move into the fall, we have one more summer Sunday school for all. That's hard to say, but it's okay. But then you have an open house coming for Christian formation.
We do. So again, in response to those surveys, we are trying to be proactive in answering questions and exposing people to what we have so that there's lots of access points to be involved. And so one of the solutions that our council came up with was doing a Christian formation open house. So our last Sunday School for All is August 25th in the morning, and then we'll have worship. And then immediately following the 9:30 worship service, we will have our open house. Popcorn and lemonade. And what our teachers are going to do is be in their classrooms with little demonstrations so that families and actually congregation members, anybody who's curious, it's not limited to if you have a child in the program or a student that is curious about something, anybody who just wants to come down and see what we're doing down there can come and see. So if you've got a student that may not know who is going to be in his class or may not know who her teachers are or is a little uncertain about where to go if they want to show up to youth group, that's a great time to come. Not the only time to come. You can ask any of us anytime, but it's a great time to come and just wander through and see how all of the moving pieces work together. Because there's quite a bit going on. One of our other new initiatives this year, in addition to youth group, is a confirmation class for 15 to 17 year olds. We're going to be working through a book called My Faith, My Life, and I cannot tell you how excited I am to get started with this. Confirmation for me personally felt a little daunting, like you had to sign on the dotted line, and for young people that's a big, serious place to be. And right. Not to say that confirmation isn't big and serious, but the object of this class is to really help them gain resources and relationships where they can pick up that proverbial baton, that their parents and caregivers made in their baptism, that they can start to say, I'm going to take personal responsibility for what my faith will become. Define what it is.
Yeah, and that's a key phrase, the taking responsibility for your faith, because a lot of times people will see confirmation as the end of a journey.
Yeah, and it's so not.
And it's not. I mean, that's not what we're about here.
No.
Nope. At all. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ. And there are people who balk at the term journey, but that's what it is. I mean, we're on a path to know the God who revealed himself to humanity in the person of Christ Jesus and is present now through the Holy Spirit. And that's a lot to take in.
There'll be some nitty-gritty stuff, some history and that kind of things. But the point is to be connected with adults that are going to walk with you for as long as you need them to.
Yeah.
And to discover for yourself where that goes, not what it is at the end of class.
Yeah, you can't put it in a box.
We
got to grow.
So we're gonna fill them up with all sorts of good content and confirmation class, and then in youth group they can let their hair down and relax a little bit.
Lots to learn, lots of fun, but also safe too.
Yes.
When we create safe environment, our teachers go through safe church training through the Episcopal Diocese, so it's we want people to feel comfortable and confident in that, and then we're very diligent about those sorts of things. Anything else for the good of the order? Amy Simons, Director of Christian Formation.
That's not enough. I don't know. Well, I would say just thank you to everybody who's been advocates and supportive. There's always something to do. There's always something to contribute. So if you have any questions ever, I know you, Father Kurt, and I'm here, and anybody who's a volunteer or part of this particular ministry is happy to answer questions and bring folks into the fold. So don't let it stop at the end of the podcast, I suppose.
That's right. Amy Simons, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.